So let's just talk. I mean, this is really is interesting from a thousand ways. Eating lunch in this town, I think, had to do with a famous quote in California and
right,
Hollywood.
Julie Phillips, right.
Exactly. Book, right. Never eat here. Never eat lunch in this town again. What were you? What's the origin of this?
The origin of this is, I think, first of all, just living in this town and working in this town for a while. And I do think
this town being Washington,
this town being Washington, D.C. And I mean, after a while, I mean, people say you're cynical, you're a reporter. Right. But if you're a reporter in Washington, it's sort of hard not to be cynical. Mm-hmm. But it's also hard not to be co-opted in a way. And I think if you were to sort of look at this almost psychoanalytically, I mean, maybe there's part of me that wanted to check myself before getting too deep into this world.
Meaning you have been partly co-opted yourself.
I think you can't help it. I mean, I think it would be dishonest to have not said
or
that.
Or live in a cave.
Or live in a cave, exactly. But I do think that the inspiration for this was at Tim Russert's funeral in June of 2008, which is the opening scene of the book, and just watching it degenerate instantly into this networking opportunity and cocktail
party. People came to the funeral to be seen as much as to pay respect.
Well, I think they were paying respect. I think clearly there was a lot of sadness in the room, but I do think that there was a see and be seen quality to it. And clearly, I mean, people were working it. I mean, you see business cards flying and people congratulating.
At a funeral,
yeah. I mean, it was an epic scene.
Now, you talk about so many people. You say about former President Clinton and the former Secretary of State that they do funerals well.
They do. I mean, the Clintons are experts at mourning and funeral. And, I mean, I feel your pain. I mean, that's one of his signature lines. Now, again, that sounds cynical. I think it comes in some ways from a place of genuineness. But clearly, if you talk to anyone who knows them, they are pros at sickness, at other people's misfortune, and they do empathy well.
Is it?